We just passed 7-Eleven, July 11th, which every year is a celebration at 7-Eleven convenience stores worldwide, as it is a day that is a free Slurpee day. One can come in and get a free Slurpee. This year, 7-Eleven has been nice enough, due to the pandemic, to allow the entire month of July to be any time a person wants, a person can get one free Slurpee throughout the entire month. But this really raises the issue of the Torah perspective on something free. You might ask, what's the problem? Free Slurpee, no big deal. And yet, we know a very famous pasuk in Mishlei, in Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Chav Zayin, which clearly states, Sonei Matanos Yichya, one who hates gifts will live. And on the surface, this seems to put accepting gifts or going after free things in an extremely negative light. But why would that be? What's so wrong with receiving a gift, with getting something free? Why would gifts or free things be so negative that someone who hates them, who goes out of his way not to accept gifts or to take something for free, that someone will be yichya, will live? So the Malbim explains that this is really a din in emunah. One might think that a person who doesn't accept any gifts, never gets anything free, is forced to work for every last dollar, will tire out. He'll eventually be left with nothing. He won't have a sustainable life. And the Pasuk's telling us that such a person will actually live a more fulfilling and meaningful and longer life, as he is a person who recognizes that everything is in the hands of Hashem. Hashem will provide for each person what he needs. He doesn't have to run after that deal, that free thing, that gift. Hashem will provide him what he needs. And even though it might require more effort to get what he wants by not taking those gifts, by not accepting that free item, it will strengthen his emunah. Similarly, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Zechiyah, in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin, that this is also a matter of emunah. A person who comes to rely on gifts and free items from other people begins to trust in those who supply the gifts and not in Hashem. Oh, why do I have this? Why am I having a good time? Why am I benefiting? Oh, it's because of this person, because of this store, because of this company. And they begin to forget that really Kadosh Baruch Hu is providing everything they need. Along similar lines, the Sma, commentary in Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat, Simon Reish Mem Tes, Halacha Dalid, says that if one often accepts gifts and free items from other people, he will be forced, he will come to flatter those individuals who gave him the gifts and the free things. It's only natural. If someone gives you something, if someone constantly gives you something free or a deal, you'll come to flatter them. What's the problem with flattery? You'll never come to rebuke those people if you see them acting inappropriately, because if there's a certain relationship where you feel like you owe them, then if they're doing something wrong, you won't call it out. You won't come to rebuke them because you feel inferior. You feel like you need to flatter them. What's the practical difference between this reason, Shulchan Aruch, of not accepting gifts that you might come to flatter, and the reason of the Malbim and the Rambam that it's about emunah? Well, one nafkamina, one practical difference that Dovid Meisharim points out is a non-Jew. Would there be an issue with accepting a gift from a non-Jew? Well, Rashi in Sanhedrin, and Daf Ayin Hei Amud Aleph, says there's actually no mitzvah to rebuke a non-Jew. So if the reason not to accept free gifts and free items is because it's to strengthen our emunah, well, that would be true whether the gift or the free items from a Jew or a non-Jew. But if the whole reason is because if one will flatter that person, he will never come to rebuke that person, well, there's no mitzvah to rebuke a non-Jew ever, and therefore, the second reason wouldn't apply to accepting a gift or a free item from a non-Jew. The Minchas Pitim points out that Sonei Matanos Yichya also wouldn't apply to a gift from a non-Jew, but for a different reason. He notes that Chazal tell us that we find many instances in the Torah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chas al mamonam shel Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned for the money of the Jewish people. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually wants us to be money conscious. Hashem doesn't want us splurging and spending when it's not necessary or when there's a way to get an item for a cheaper price. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't necessarily want Jewish people to be giving out gifts left and right, because that would cost them. That would mean that they themselves would be losing out. However, according to this reason also, there would be no problem with accepting a gift from a non-Jew, because Kadosh Baruch Hu is not chas al mamonam shel ha'akum, shel ha'umas ha'olam. Now, so you really see over here, there's really a balance. There is a fine line in terms of accepting gifts and free items. On the one hand, a person has to realize that if he's going to be constantly accepting gifts from others, if he's constantly going to be getting free items, so there's two issues. Number one, he might come to rely on those people, flatter them, and then never come to rebuke those people if they do something wrong. And number two, and probably more importantly, it could play with his emunah. That if a person feels like, I need that deal, or I need that free item, or I need that gift, it's a lack of realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide everything a person needs. But there's also, on the flip side, the fact that chas al mamonim shel Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned for our money. He doesn't want us to spend it unnecessarily. And according to that logic, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want us to get a gift or a free item in a normal way where we wouldn't have to spend extra money if the deal is in front of us. So when it comes to 7-Eleven, when it comes to free Slurpee Day, I think according to all these opinions, there wouldn't be a problem at all. It wouldn't be negative, because accepting the free Slurpee has nothing to do with emunah. A person realizes that his drinks, his food really comes from Hashem, and this is one day a year where a certain company is allowing him to have a free drink. A person will never come to flatter the corporation of 7-Eleven and then not rebuke them. And similarly, we saw several opinions that this whole issue of Tanah Matanah Ziyichya, of not accepting a gift, wouldn't even apply to a non-Jew. And if 7-Eleven is a corporation owned by non-Jews, and the non-Jew is the one serving you the Slurpee, the free Slurpee, there would be no issue and there would be no negative aspect to accepting a free Slurpee. But one should realize that throughout life we go through many times where there is an opportunity to benefit for something free from a gift. And there's this balancing act of recognizing that we want to be money conscious, we don't want to spend unnecessarily, while at the same time realizing that everything in our lives, regardless of what other people give us, ultimately comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.